knocking out the other team's offense.
I would want to be on the plane when Preston Zachman sees that replay of the block field goal.
Yes. Because
he is going to be kicking himself. He was so close. I mean,
that was
Lance,
one that got
there
away.
There is nobody in the zip code of Preston Zachman, right, let alone an area code.
Right.
He was about to be housing that thing if it doesn't slip through his fingers. But Badgers prevail. It was 14-0 at the break. Even better after 42-7 the final. Some really impressive numbers from Tywee Walker. We'll run through on the other side. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. Our postgame show is presented by the local Wisconsin UP4 dealers. Continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, before the Shamrock Supplied.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today. Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see say for my friends.
I see say for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin UP4 dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen, and the Badgers dominant today in Piscataway, 42-7, the final score over the Scarlet Knights. Big scores all around the Big Ten. We'll fill you in on some of those as well as more on this one. But first, let's take 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
42-7, Badgers beat the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers today at Rutgers in the midst of a two-game stretch that, Lance Allen, this is one where you don't want to make any too drastic statements about a portion of the schedule, but I don't think anybody is going over and overstepping their bounds when saying these were the biggest games on the schedule from a gotta have it moment. If you are trying to, one, extend the bowl streak that we know the Badgers are very, very fond of. Also, just for being able to stack some success, it gets daunting there with a run of Penn State, Iowa, Oregon at Nebraska. Rutgers, a little tenuous right now. And that made it a very different statement going into next week, an 11 a.m. kick by the lake against Northwestern, where that's Badger a team that beat you struggles. Up last year. Yep. This team you knew was a physical one, and a lot of people are going to be having a lot more confidence going into that 11 a.m. boom next week.
How differently do you look at this season now that it's 2-1 in the Big Ten, 4-2 overall? Like you said, Billy, like, you know, you can't look too far ahead because you do have that daunting road schedule. We have the luxury of looking ahead and seeing, yeah, Penn State and Oregon and a lot of those top-tier teams still down the pike. But I think overall, this team is now set up for better success, and it still could be a really, really good year. I know we're going to get into it, and I know you teased it, but Tyree Walker, what a day. What a day. And overall, before we talk solely about Walker, we need to give credit to you, the offensive line and the entire Badgers. 47 carries, 309 yards, 6.6 per carry. I'm telling you, man, you're moving the chains.
Yeah.
You're shoving it down the other team's throat. You are getting it done when you're doing stuff like that.
Well, and now a better postgame show host would have every single play charted, and I'd know this right off the top of my head, of how many times they were really behind the sticks, though, Lance. Nothing stands out. And I think that's even more a statement, a testament to being able to control the line of scrimmage. Was there a one-yard loss here? There was a couple. Tyree Walker did have 201, and then his net dropped him down to 198. You heard Coach Fick might be a little frustrated with that number.
Could have gotten him the two more yards.
We could have found him two more yards, made a little round number. We like round numbers in this game. But you just see the attitude. Mm-hmm. And I think that was maybe the biggest difference. And across the last two games, Tyree Walker, in the two games since Malusi's exit, 43 carries for 292 yards, six tutties in those two games, eight touchdowns in his last three games total. Just going out of the bye week, that's eight touchdowns since the bye week and since
the
Bama game. Eight
touchdowns last three games.
But taking over as the number one guy, obviously the final scores are what people are going to jump off at. But, man, you hear eye test so much in this game. The eye test just looks different so far with the kind of attitude the Wisconsin offense is running with Tyree Walker.
Seems like he's the type of guy, also, Billy, like a lot of players, where the more carries you get, the better you play. You kind of get into a rhythm.
Tausch likes to do in the Alvarez voice, get lathered up a little bit.
Get lathered up a little bit. And I think that he has power, but he also has speed, and he has that deadly vision that we talked about numerous times, where he doesn't just run. You rarely see him just run up the back of an offensive lineman. He waits, and when that hole is there, he bursts up it, and I think he's done a really nice job on that. Also, something to be said, Billy, and you kind of hinted at it, the Badgers now 6-0 versus Rutgers lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Purdue streak. You know, a lot of times we can sit and nitpick, and I love the talk to text line. I love the fans, all that good fun stuff, but oh, it's an inferior opponent. Oh, they stink. Oh, what would be the reaction if it was barely a victory, or if they lost? Like, you can only play the teams that are on your schedule.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to beat them. And that's what the Badgers have done to some of these teams, is that's how you get fat in the Big Ten, is winning the winnable games.
Yeah, and I mean, we say winnable, and I don't take this lightly. Las Vegas and Potawatomi Sportsbook had him as an underdog, right?
Yeah,
like, I mean, like, there's a reason why, and it's because, as much as people may say it was people trying to cushion the response or the reaction to the game, hey, Rutgers is a good football team.
Yeah.
And they've shown it that they can beat some teams up, and they're right there with Nebraska in a physical fourth quarter game.
Last I checked, they had the Big Ten rushing champ.
Yeah.
And the Badgers defense had to hold it. I mean, you can't get into a track meet either. Like, okay, it's great that the Badgers scored 42 points today, Billy, but can you legitimately get into a track meet and have that guy run the ball down, you know, like every time you score, he runs the ball down your throat? So they had a response today.
Yeah, and you want to talk about energizing. Maybe for what the Badger offense did, Badger defense might have been even bigger for him. We'll talk about them on the other side. He's Lance Allen. I'm Bill Schmidt. A lot more coming from the Badgers locker room. A victorious one coming up here as the Badgers get their second consecutive win. First time that they have gone back-to-back games scoring 40-plus since the first two games of the 2020 season. Let that soak in. Let that marinate a little bit.
Marinate? You talking food? Now I'm interested.
Listen, somebody's texting me these pictures of a ribeye roll, slicing my word. Steaks.
Tausch,
it was a great
Remember Tausch last week? We walk into the booth and he's talking about getting, you know, the alums getting steak. And what? Where was our steak, man?
We might have to bring the grill in here.
Might have to and get some ribeyes.
Listen, the Palermo's pizza is fantastic.
Oh,
I'm
not going to sleep on that.
I think we might have to step this thing up. Badgers 42-7 victorious today. We got a lot more of the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
When your tailgate spread features cheese in every dish, you cheese like a Midwesterner. When you throw burgers on the grill, you don't ask if anyone wants cheese. You assume everybody wants cheese. From triple cheddar shreds to pepper jack slices to our new poppable snack cubes, Crystal Farms has what you need for game day. Fill your cart with Crystal Farms at your local Piggly Wiggly before heading to your next tailgate. Wearing red and white is appreciated. Camo is acceptable because that's tailgating like a Midwesterner. Go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
Badger football all season long.
All the way, 71 yards.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America NA.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
It's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you as the Badgers win 42-7. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. There's a ton of key moments that we could put in here, Lance, but I think the biggest and most energizing moment was the one that maybe took some energy out of Rutgers and the block field goal at the end of the first half. Mm. What a momentum shift that is, man. From going out of Badgers had the ball a couple of times in the final couple of minutes of that first half.
Coughed it
up. Could have gone up three scores, knowing you're getting the ball out of halftime and put it to bed kind of earlier. Rutgers gets it, scoring opportunity, massive block. Problems on their end. We appreciate that. Take advantage. And right at that moment, taking any points away from Rutgers and then pouncing out of the halftime locker room was just a massive moment.
Sometimes I don't think people realize the momentum swing, even if you get a field goal. Just to say, okay, we had as bad of a first half as you could possibly have, and it's 14-3. So, hey, guys, we can regroup, whatever. Yeah. At least we don't have a goose egg up there. To me, that is just demoralizing and mentally draining when you, when you botch a field goal and you literally come in at halftime and you see the same score that you had to start the game.
Yeah, it's a tough moment. And we talk about it all the time in the game of football where the score stops score on possessions, that can be such a game changer. And it shifts the way everybody's looking at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, it changes the complexity of the game. And that was how it was for the Badgers out of the halftime locker room. Each team gets a possession, gets a first down, punts it away. 9.5 minutes to go. Four plays, 89 yards. You're into the end zone with the long run by Walker. Sets up a long pass to Vinny Anthony. Darion Dupree's into the end zone another play later. First Rutgers play, pick. You're into the end zone again. All of a sudden, you blink, 5.5 minutes are off the clock, and all of a sudden, it's a four-possession game.
Only negative, Billy, the Badgers are denied their first shutout since the season opener in 2022. Of course, I'm kidding. A little bit of sarcasm
one,
there.
No.
A little bit of sarcasm.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. Because of the touchdown
Mike
that Rutgers
Trussell
had.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'll bring that up in a meeting. He'll circle that, whatever. But, yeah, they could have had their first shutout since the season opener in 2022.
So, in your humble opinion, Lance Allen, and that
are you sure
is
it's
our,
humble?
It's
I
guess it might be humble, but
okay.
That is our
energizing
performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. What coordinator feels better after a game like today?
Ooh, that's
Trussell
a good
or
one.
Longo? Because Phil Longo had the game last week where you know he's going to feel good.
You want to know why? Because I think, you know, okay, as much as Mike Heller asked Luke Fickell, and we appreciate him asking those tough, good questions.
Always good questions.
Always good questions from Mike Heller. You know, phenomenal hair, phenomenal everything. He asked Luke Fickell about the noise outside the program, especially after the USC game or whatever. And, okay, a lot of times those guys do live in somewhat of an isolated bubble, but we can admit there's been a little bit of heat there, you know,
absolutely,
as far as that situation. So I think Phil Longo looks at it and goes, hey, we've put together two really solid performances offensively, and I thought you put it well, Billy. There were some missteps, some overthrows, some, you know, fumble on offense, interception, this, that, whatever. There's still some things to clean up. But overall, you have much better balance. I think you have more of an identity on offense. And there are times where I thought there was a portion in the first half where I think it was second and 15, and you know the other team's automatically thinking pass down. And with a weapon like Tywee Walker, all of a sudden it's 3rd and 7 because he gets 8 yards. Nobody's expecting them to run the ball.
Yeah,
they can use a bigger portion of the playbook and a bigger portion of the plays that they have and call different plays. Because, quite frankly, they can convert and execute on those plays.
Yeah, and here Braden Locke is just sitting here, like, raising his hand saying,
right.
Anybody excited the fact that I just had my best game as a college football player?
20-28? Yeah.
20-28, 240. I know the touchdowns, he's had more prolific scoring days. Runs for one, throws for one.
Did have a pick.
The deep balls, though, Lance, I mean, that's an impressive trait.
Yeah.
To be able to hit guys in stride the way he did. I know he
missed one on Pauling early.
To Pauling.
Yeah. Yep.
Personally, I'm not somebody that caught the football. I watched guys catch the football as a blocker.
Now, those big mitts.
I wish. Now, listen, one-handers.
They didn't
learn from
tackle
Chris Carter.
Eligible or
all you got to do is catch that point.
Guard eligible or no?
Will Pauling puts his head down. He might have been hitting stride on that one, right? Just looks
right.
Like a little bit of miscommunication.
Yeah.
That's going to get better.
Yeah.
I think they're going to continue to get better. Those intermediate to long routes, that's a seemingly special ability that Locke has, and I'm very excited to see how that continues to progress over the end of the season. Because last year, Lance, call it what it was. Braden was the backup.
Yep.
And once Tanner was ready to come back, he was going to step in. And I think that was always kind of looming over people's heads. This one, clearly a different story. Van Dyke out for the year.
Yep.
And I think Locke is at such a different place in his personal development now. It's an exciting thing for him to be the Badgers quarterback for now and into the future.
I think it's safe to say that Vinny Anthony is the more consistent deep threat. Only 2 catches, but 81 yards. Mm. You know, obviously long catch last week. What, he's a dude, whatever. Pauling 4 for 49 in the touchdown. But Tretch came back. You know, a lot of times somebody can flash in one game and somewhat maybe just a little bit, not totally disappear. But, you know, he kind of had his breakout game last week. He still had 4 catches in this one. The other thing that I liked, Billy, the top 6 receivers all had explosive plays, 12 or more yards on at least one of their catches. So clearly the old offense, or whatever you wanted to say, where the offense wasn't like, okay, they could, the other teams were giving them the little dump off to Pauling over the middle, or they were getting like little 5-yard completions, but that's about all they got. Clearly they're now getting it down the field a little bit more. And I'm like, I like seeing that because it's going to help the offense tremendously.
It's a massive, massive improvement. Darion Dupree is a part of that.
Yes,
he's
he is.
A weapon in the pass game.
Yep.
He was one of the only backs to not have an explosive run. Cade Iacomelli along a 45 when he got in on the final drive. That was the Iacomelli show that ends in a lock touchdown run. And Tawie Walker busts off a 55-yard touchdown run today, all a part of the Badgers' 28-point outburst in the second half and 42-7 win today over Rutgers. More of our local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show with Braden Locke, a conversation with him and Mike Heller coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Against Northwestern coming up in 1 week. A lot more on that coming up. That'll be an 11 a.m. kickoff at the Northwestern practice facility. Will be a fascinating one to see at Lanny and Sharon Martin Stadium. A lot more on that one coming up. But first, more from Braden Locke, who I don't know what else he could have done outside of one pick. Was pretty unblemished today. 20 of 28, 240 through the air. A touchdown, also ran for one and ran into Mike Heller postgame at Piscataway.
Chance to visit with Braden Locke. Let's talk about numbers, all right? So 20 of 28 for 240 yards, touchdown, and you ran another touchdown. But I'm going to give you a different set of numbers. Tyree Walker for 24 for 198. That, to me, tells kind of the story of the game, is that rushing number.
Yeah, no, Tyree is such a great asset for our team. You know, works extremely hard throughout the week, and you saw the results today. You know, as proud as I am of him and happy for him, it's hard to bring up Tyree without talking about the offensive line. You know, everything we do goes through those guys. It starts with those guys. And they dominated play in and play out today. And, you know, they're a big reason that we were able to put points on the board.
Now, I was going there next. That is the way they opened up creases. And it seems like, I don't know this, but it seems that many of the play calls are the same. And you guys just run it, make them stop it, and the offensive line was doing their work.
Yeah, no, I think it just comes down to that old saying of taking what they give you. You know, if they're going to, you know, we hit them down the field early. I think that helped us to establish some things. You know, and then we were able to, when they gave us lighter boxes, I think we were able to take advantage of them in the run game. You know, we played a really balanced, you know, good job. We did a good job of being balanced today on offense and taking what they give us. And, you know, when you have 11 guys doing their job, you know, I think you can get results like that.
When you're going to get asked this question, I think you'll probably answer this in coach quarterback speak, but are you feeling more comfortable? This is your second full week of prep and knowing you're the starter. Has that made a difference for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, our confidence is obviously growing, but, you know, we're nowhere near satisfied. We're nowhere near our final destination. So, you know, we're going to focus on getting the week better, and that's, you know, that's where our mindset's going to be.
There's that coach quarterback speak I was talking about.
Right.
And feeling good. Obviously, it's fun winning on the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, this team that you played today has a pretty good season going until today. The house was pretty good here, and it's fun quieting a road crowd, isn't it?
No doubt. You know, I think came in here, we handled our business. You know, we did what we needed to do. And I'm really proud of our guys for that. You know, it really wasn't an easy opponent. You know, I think we played a really good game and a clean game, and we played complimentary. And, you know, so I'm really happy for our guys. And, again, I mean, it's something that we can build on and get better from moving forward.
All right, enjoy it. Congratulations. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, sir.
Back to you.
Mike, thank you. Fantastic work there with Braden Locke.
Thank you. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good work there by Braden Locke. You can always tell he is as savvy as the day is long. And being able to be victorious here today, he mentioned it. That's no slouch of a football team over there. But their execution is what will be the best part of this plane ride home.
And the physical nature of that team across the way, you got to figure that plane ride home is going to be very jubilant from Piscataway, New Jersey, as they make their way from Piscataway back to Madtown, because the Badgers today were the more physical team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. And hopefully you can get a little healthier. Obviously, Bryson Green not there today. Will Pauling checks out today, so you'd like to hopefully get a little healthier there in the wide receiver room. But when you got running backs like Tyree Walker toting it 24 times for a .198 and 3 scores, averaging over 8 a touch, that'll play, and it'll be a lot easier to withstand some of those injuries. All right, Lance, we've talked about it a couple of times. Another 11 a.m. boom. This one will come from a very strange Big Ten location, as Northwestern's
right by the lake.
Got the renovation going on to Ryan Field. So actually there might be some life at this stadium, because usually it's very sleepy and you're running through hay at Ryan Field.
Is this the game that might have been, and it won't be now, but might have been at Lambeau Field? So
that is,
you know,
correct, sir.
You go from a possibility of 70,000 people, which won't happen, but it's just fun to dream, 70, 75,000, whatever, down to what, 8, 9,000
mm-hmm.
tops, you know, there next week. So that will be a little bit of a thing to adjust to. I don't make excuses. I'm not that type of person. You gotta play the games where they're scheduled, don't care, whatever. But I would imagine that's going to be a little bit different, because, hey, if you're used to playing in front of 80,000 at Camp Randall or bigger stadiums or loud stadiums, okay, near the lake, I don't think it's going to be as loud. And
sure,
it's going to be almost like going back, a throwback to your high school days. You've got to bring the energy yourself next week for the Badgers.
I think they would. Yeah, and that is no different than a usual trip to Northwestern, because
it is
always one of the smaller venues in the Big Ten. It's always one of the sleepier venues in the Big Ten.
And that can come up.
BYOJ is what coaches will say. Bring your own juice. You got to bring it, and it's got to be on your sideline.
I thought you was bring your own jelly.
Well, that
That's
one
the first
could
thing
work
I
too.
Thought of, but yeah,
that one could work too.
Or jam.
I mean, they might need some jelly for their morning breakfast there
Juice.
As well.
Yeah.
It is a Badger victory, 42-7 today in Piscataway over the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. A good feeling for the Badgers. We got a lot more of this to parse through and discuss as our local postgame show will continue coming up on 1310 WIBA in Madison and 97.3 The Game here in Milwaukee. Take some more calls, some text reactions, and a lot more from Mike Keller inside the Badger locker room. 42-7 Badgers win today. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield. Under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin, rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Sports Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Bill Schmid, hoping you will join us coming up next Saturday, October 19th, an 11 a.m. kick as the Badgers take on the Wildcats of Northwestern. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
I feel comfortable getting too deep into that. Just, you know, you guys hearing it from me, there are some things I have going on for myself. You know, I did my best communicating, and I'm just thankful that I'm here right now, you know, able to still play ball.
That's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Some sprinkles or light showers today, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs near 60. Partly cloudy, 40 tonight. Chance of showers for Sunday, quite breezy, with highs in the mid-50s. And northwest winds up to 35 miles per hour. Monday, sunshine and 52.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month, and we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. We are here every Saturday at 3 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network, all over the state, folks. But today we are here with Kristen Hansen, Blue Sky, Waukesha, and Sam Liebert. All voting is local. You know, November 5th, 2024 is around the corner, folks. If you're not registered to vote, go register, vote. Get your friends to vote, your neighbors to vote, everybody, because this is all about turnout. This is going to be down to the wire, and it's the side that wins is going to, you know, who shows up. But I, you know, we talked earlier about the importance of the U.S. Supreme Court and president's picks and how the court really can impact democracy and, you know, essentially impact the whole country. I mean, we all know that for 50 years, women had the right to control their bodies and make reproductive decisions with their doctors. And in a blink, due to Trump promising to get rid of it, we had 50 years of human rights wiped out.
Yes. Well, I did. You still have your rights. No offense. You know, I
look at if I respect, you know, the other, you know, the rest of humanity, that it does. Right.
Yeah,
but no, does. I understand that it's personal. Right.
It's very personal. And I will tell you, I was reminded last night at an event that what the Supreme Court did with the Dobbs decision, taking away abortion rights from American women, was additionally egregious because of the way they did it. They said that Americans do not have a constitutional right to privacy. That was the basis on which they took away this right. We also have a right to privacy related to the use of birth control, what kind of sex you want to have, with whom you want to have sex, all of those rights, who you want to marry. They're all based on a right to privacy that this new Trump Supreme Court is telling us we don't actually have and have never had. So they laid out a menu of attacks on women and couples that you might not have a right to birth control anymore. There was a time not that long ago during my mother's life when you had to, if you were a woman and you wanted to get a birth control prescription, you had to prove that your husband was, it was okay with your husband and you were married. Is that what we're going back to here? Are we actually going back to birth control is now on the black market because the United States Supreme Court says we no longer have that right to privacy to control when or if we want to get pregnant? We already know they don't think we have a right to abortion. Are we really going to reverse Loving v. Virginia and say that interracial couples like Sam and his wife are what? Is their marriage going to be just pulled apart? Is their marriage now invalid until we pass a law through this completely gridlocked Congress? This is absolutely a crisis of civil rights in the United States of America in 2024. And it was brought to you by Donald J. Trump.
At the street level in Waukesha County, how do you see that playing out with people and women in particular?
Women are angry. Many women are choosing to do their action to put that anger somewhere positive. I will tell you, I have talked to people who've done canvassing and were speaking to Republican women about the candidates and about the issues and about this issue. And I'm sorry to say this, their husbands came marching across the lawn, ripped the literature out of their hands, tore it up, and threw the canvasser out of the off their property. There are women in this country who have to vote in private and lie to their husbands about who they voted for because they don't even have control over their own vote in their households. So we have a lot of work to do to bring women's rights back to where it should have been on an upward trajectory if it hadn't been for the Trump years.
So, Sam, all voting is local. You've done a lot of work on voting rights. And how has the Supreme Court impacted voting rights? And what's your vantage there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, let's be really clear, right? Over the past several years, we've seen the Supreme Court roll back some of the critical protections that have defended the right to vote for decades. 2013, Shelby County v. Holder gutted the heart of the Voting Rights Act, allowing states with a history of discrimination to change their voting laws without federal oversight. As a result, we saw a wave of new restrictions, stricter voter ID laws, polling place closures that made it harder for communities of color, elderly and young to cast ballots. Then in Brnovich v. DNC 2021, the court made it tougher to challenge laws disproportionately that affect minority voters. And then also more recently in Rusho v. Common Cause, the court stepped back from dealing with partisan gerrymandering, allowing politicians to draw districts that undermine fair representation. So, you know, I talk a lot about the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which has been stalled in Congress. It's so important. It would restore those protections. It would require states with a history of discrimination to get approval before changing voting laws. It would make it easier to challenge laws that suppress the vote. And this is about protecting, like Kristen said, the very foundation of our democracy, making sure that every American, you know, regardless of who they are, has an equal say and direction for our country.
The at the street level, what are you seeing out there, Sam, in terms of how people are responding to these attacks on basic voting rights? Is it a hot issue, or is it still too abstract for many people?
I mean, look, I'm an African American. I'm a person of color, and so I live, eat, breathe, and sleep the rolling back of rights, whether it's voting rights or other rights otherwise. And so I definitely know that the Black and Brown community feel this especially hard. But you know, we're also seeing the younger generation feeling it. I mean, just this past week, thousands of texts went out to college-age voting students all around Wisconsin, stating that, "Did you know that voting in where you're not where your residence isn't is a felony, and you could spend all this time in jail or pay these fines?" And so, we've also got now younger people seeing their rights under attack. I mean, also not just the federal Supreme Court, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I mean, we've seen. We saw a lot of rollbacks under the former makeup of the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. And then we saw the election of Janet Protasiewicz this past two Aprils ago now. And we've seen things like drop boxes come back. We've seen other rights restored that Wisconsinites are really taking for granted for decades. And so elections matter, you know, whether it's the state Supreme Court in Wisconsin or who the president appoints to the federal bench and benches, right? I mean, yeah, think of all the appellate courts and everything else in between. I mean, these people, I can now say this, I'm almost 40. I mean, there's judges being appointed to the bench that are in their 30s and 40s, and they're going to be there until their 70s and 80s. I mean, that's a whole generation or two of policies that they'll be deciding on for a lot of people's, a lot of their lives. And so elections matter and voting rights matter. And, you know, we can't be going back. I mean, we are in a place where, you know, I have three kids, a 6, a 3, and a 1-year-old. Two of them are girls, and they're going to have fewer rights than their mom and dad had just within the span of, you know, 5 or 10 years. And so I think people are waking up to this. There's been a certain group of the country who's been more organized and more thoughtful about judges. And I think the other half of the country is starting to wake up to just how important these judicial appointments and elections, how important they are and what kind of impact they have.
You know, let's sort of take this general topic of elections and let's talk about November 5th. You know, we saw earlier this year where some observers are now becoming more than observers. There is a real concern that there is going to be pushback and interference at polling sites. What are your two organizations? How do you see that playing out? And what steps are being taken to make sure that people can vote timely, vote without harassment?
The entire voting rights advocate landscape is preparing for this and recruiting election observers who will be properly trained and will be, you know, especially alerted to the things that might be happening in certain polling places. We know, I know that there will be people who call themselves election observers, check in as election observers, and the real reason they are there is to try to stop people from voting. We want people to understand that there is a process for challenging a ballot from someone, but it is a very important, serious legal challenge. You can be charged with perjury if you lie and say that you think someone shouldn't be able to vote when you don't know that person at all, and you don't, there's nothing wrong with, you know, with their voting power. But these things will happen, and we will have election observers there who will be trained properly and can call the hotlines and can call the headquarters where the lawyers are sitting and try to put a stop to these. Chief election inspectors have control of their polling places and can remove people who become disruptive to the process of voting. So you don't have to put up with this. If you're standing in line and someone is harassing you who is supposed to be an observer, simply ask for the chief inspector and have that person removed. None of that should be happening. We don't want it to hold up the lines. We don't want it to stop people from voting. You should be able to go and vote unafraid of anyone there stopping you from voting.
Sam, how do you see this playing out?
I mean, the first thing I would say to your listeners is, you know, before or on election day, if you're having issues, if for some reason you're being told you can't vote, I encourage people to go to the League of Women Voters website, vote411.org. There's a ton of great information on there. There's also phone number 866-OUR-VOTE. So it's 866-687-8683. And you can call that number anytime, go to the website, and there are folks there who are trained to help you get through the bureaucracy of voting. You know, look, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people, either individuals or groups, who are looking to subdue the vote. They're going to be probably at college campuses. They're going to be in our Black and Brown communities. They're going to be close to, you know, where maybe there's large communities of senior citizens, and doing all they can to confuse, disrupt, and slow down the process of voting. And so we need to make sure that people are vigilant and stay on top of their voter registration. Get ahead of it now. Even though we have same day registration, go to myvote.wi.gov right now, get registered to vote. If you don't know what your plans are on election day, vote by mail. If it's within a week and you get your ballot, return it either by the ballot drop box or hand it in person to the clerk. This election is so important. Your voice matters. And, you know, we can't let anti-democratic forces win the day. It's just, we've got too much on the line.
So if there are folks out there that would want to help you on this project, what do they do?
They can go to blueskywaukesha.org and send us a note and tell us that they want to be an election observer, and we'll get them training.
Sam, how about you? Statewide, what are you guys doing?
We work in close coalition with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. So I would encourage folks to go to my.wlv.org/Wisconsin, and you can sign up to be a poll observer.
Folks, also remember, you can contact the staff at the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They have brochures on how to properly challenge and what's a bad challenge. But register to vote and plan on voting. And please, folks, when you vote, let's go forward and let's not go back to the late or early 1800s, folks. This is your Paul Revere Show. Attorney Mark Thompson, Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show on Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting across all of Wisconsin every Saturday at 3 p.m. We're talking about November 5th, 2024, how to keep Wisconsin moving forward. I'm here with Sam Liebert, All Voting is Local, and Kristen Hansen of Blue Sky Waukesha. Waukesha, the county that could make or break where Wisconsin goes and where the country goes. Think about that,
no
folks.
No pressure.
Think about that, folks. You do not want to sit this one out, okay? Your vote could make the difference. I mean, it's mind-boggling, right? The difference in a presidential election of such magnitude. So we have this referendum that's on the ballot on local. Tell us about it, one of you guys.
I don't know, Sam, do you want to take that or should I?
Go for it.
All right, here's the deal. This referendum is placed on your ballot with no context. It says that there's the United, or that the Wisconsin Constitution should be changed to say that only citizens can vote. The Constitution already says every citizen can vote. You know, that's a semantic difference there, but could make a big difference in the future. We don't know. The question I would ask myself is, why did the Republican legislature, and I say that because this was passed purely by Republicans, because they knew Tony Evers wouldn't sign a law about it, so they just made it a referendum for the, you know, on a ballot. Why would they bother if they didn't have some ulterior motive? So I'm very suspicious of it. You should be suspicious of it. There is no reason for it to be there, except that the one of the key narratives of the Republican Party's campaigns this year is anti-immigrant sentiment. So they are, you know, it's a boogeyman to scare people. And they put this nonsense referendum on the ballot because of it. Our Constitution already uses the word citizen in relation to voting. So this won't, this is suspicious. And I don't want us to go down the road of some other states where you end up with a bunch of expensive litigation over it.
So, Kristen, I think this is more than suspicious. Okay,
go for it, Mark.
No, let's call it out for what it is. You know, I've been voting many, many, many years. As long as I've been an adult, and it's a long time, only citizens voted in Wisconsin. It is like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
The Constitution says every citizen has the right to vote. So why would you put in this nonsense unless you're just feeding the hate machine? Mm-hmm. Look, My grandpa immigrated from Denmark. My wife's parents came from Sweden. This country, other than if you're, you know, a child of a former slave, are immigrants, right? Or you're Native American, you were here.
Right.
Right? You were either forcefully brought here in boats or you were an immigrant. And, you know, since the Civil War, we set out, everybody that lives here is a citizen, can vote. I didn't forget that women weren't counted as citizens until the, you know, late 1919, right?
But, right.
But I mean, think about it. It's been over 100 years. If you're 18 and a citizen, you can vote in Wisconsin, and everyone knows you got to be a citizen.
Everyone knows that, and everyone swears to that when they register to vote.
Okay, so why are you going to whip this up unless you're whipping up hatred? Hatred. I mean, and I just, you know, immigrants right now, primarily from Latin America, you know, is what keeps the dairy industry alive in this state where we say we are the dairy state, right? I mean, people wouldn't be milking cows without immigrants. I mean, my brother builds homes in Phoenix, Arizona. He hasn't found white folks that were willing to pound nails in the desert for a quarter century. I mean, it is, Latinos have built every new home in in Phoenix for the last quarter century. And I don't know what this hate is all about other than saying, look, we do want to go back to a country pre-1865 where only certain white men had any rights, right? I mean, it's really time to, I guess, now I'm just preaching too much, but... It really upsets me because this is a phony issue meant to divide us rather than put us together. I mean, it takes us back, not forward. So, Sam, what can you say about it?
I mean, yeah, this is fueled by anti-immigrant sentiment. It's part of a larger trend to scapegoat immigrants and minority communities using racist tropes about voter fraud and illegal voting. You know, look, you know, at the end of the day, like Kristen said, yes, when you register to vote and you go to vote, you attest under penalty of law that you are a citizen. And we also have voter ID laws and proof of residency. We have all these checks and balances. Immigrants who are here, whether they are here documented or not, I mean, they're not going to risk their possible pathway to citizenship by casting a ballot. It's just not happening. And the thing is if this does pass, it could implement new administrative ways for proving citizenship. The Brennan Center did a report that showed that about 7% of all American citizens do not readily have access to the documents they would need to prove they are a citizen, whether that's a passport or birth certificate. So this is just going to not only increase the potential hate that's out there, but it's also going to hurt qualified citizens who can't and don't have readily access availability to their passport or their birth certificate.
Folks, November 5th, 2024, a historic election. Register, educate yourself. And I'm going to say and ask you and begging you, vote blue, down the ticket. If you really believe in Wisconsin's motto of forward, this time around, it's vote blue, down the ticket, top to the bottom.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will review the weekend happenings and look ahead as we count down towards election 2024. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.